Europeans tend to watch American party conventions with fascination and wonder. The carnival atmosphere, the balloons, the placards, the fireworks are all far removed from the much more staid European political norms. But this particular presidential contest has stirred a great deal of fascination, and the reason is Barack Obama. He's the first African-American chosen by a mainstream major political party as its candidate and the first one with a realistic shot at the White House. But Barack Obama is also young, articulate, and he talks about hopes and dreams. That message clearly resonated with the more than 200,000 people who turned out in Berlin to hear Obama speak there in July. His words also seem to strike a chord with many across the globe. One woman in China, who gives her name as Mrs. Zhao, tells VOA she thinks Obama is inspirational. He's young, she says, and when he speaks, he's really able to say, how shall I put it, inspirational things. America needs this kind of voice. Another person on the streets of Beijing says he's also impressed.
He's friendly, and he cared about the citizens, he cared about people.
In parts of the Middle East, reactions were less effusive, and any choice for U.S. president will be viewed through the prism of the local situation. A young Israeli medical student who gave his name only as Shai told VOA he likes Obama, but has concerns.
I'm afraid he will not be as hard with Iran as we wish he would be. The other, I hope he will be hard with Israel and force them to withdraw from the West Bank and to form a Palestinian state, but I don't believe he will do so, but I am sure John McCain will not do so.
Reaction to Obama was even tougher in traditionally Arab East Jerusalem, where 65-year-old Jamal expressed serious and often heard doubts about American policy, no matter who's in the White House.
Mr. Obama, like Mr. Bush, like all of them, no one do anything for Palestinian, only for Jewish. For Palestinian, no one, American, do anything.
But the skepticism of the Middle East is not shared everywhere. Kenya, the homeland of Barack Obama's African father, has been watching his presidential campaign with a combination of interest and pride. Speaking with VOA from the streets of Nairobi, 59-year-old Peter Ojiambo describes Obama as young, energetic, visionary.
One thing is that Obama is connected to Africa. Then he's close to Africa. He knows a lot about Africa.
Several people cited Obama's Kenyan background and said they felt he would do more to help disadvantaged people in Africa and elsewhere. Travel agent Marcy Kamau says Obama's candidacy is a dream come true for many Africans.
I think he's a great role model for the African-American and also the Africans at large.
In Europe, Barack Obama's acceptance speech in Denver was carried on many television screens across the continent. His picture made every front page of every major newspaper. In its front page headline, the British daily The Times described Obama's candidacy as a date with destiny. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.